Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
Why did I attract this narcissist? And this is a really great question because we all want to know, why did we attract this person into our lives? Why are we attracting the same person over and over again? Why are we attracting toxic or unhealthy people into our lives? And that's a great question because that means that you're taking responsibility for the fact that you played a part in that relationship. And that is so huge because we can't really stop attracting the same person over and over again until we realize, what are we doing that's causing us to be attracted to this person? Why you attracted a narcissist is because most likely you suffer from codependency. So someone who is codependent is wired for a narcissist because the codependent has that empty void inside of themselves. They never learned how to fill themselves up. They didn't learn what self-love is. And so they look for validation outside of themselves. They look for people. They want to help everyone. You know, these are the people pleasers in our families and the people pleasers that we know. They just want to help and help, and they give and give because they feel like, if I give you everything, that you'll love me, because I don't know how to do it by myself. I don't know how to really love myself unconditionally. And so if I help you, you'll give me love and that will fill me up inside. And a narcissist is the same way. They just do it slightly different. The narcissist has that hole or that void within themselves as well, and they're empty. And in order to fill themselves up, they need to know that people love them. Like, they need to feel that admiration. You can't ever hold a narcissist accountable for anything and tell them that what they just did actually hurt you, because in their eyes, they just want to be viewed as a perfect human being, and that will fill the void within themselves. And that's just very general statements, but I just wanted you to kind of understand how this dance kind of works. So if I'm a codependent and I have this void within myself that says I'm not enough, and in order to get love, I need to be a certain way, say certain things, do certain things, give, 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 give. And the narcissist is gladly willing to take, because that's what they do, then that's the dance that a narcissist and a codependent will do. And so most likely you're attracted to the narcissist because of that dance, because the narcissist is a taker on a very manipulative level, and especially in the very beginning of the relationship, and the codependent is the giver. And so that's just how the dynamic works in that type of relationship. So the next reason why you most likely attracted a narcissist is because you don't know how to spot red flags. So some red flags are really obvious and they're almost, you know, hitting us in the face, and others are not really that obvious. And if you neglect to recognize either of them, you're gonna line yourself up for abuse, number one. Being able to spot a red flag is really huge. And like I said, some are very, very obvious. You know, if someone hits you or physically abuses you, that's a huge red flag. But if someone is emotionally abusive and they use manipulation and they test boundaries and they don't respect people's boundaries and they're gaslighting you and they're shaming you, you know, these are things that, unless you're really educated on emotional abuse and these types of tactics, then you won't know when someone's actually doing them to you. So if you can't spot these little red flags, then you are going to be abused and you're going to attract a narcissist, because these are the tactics that they use to hook you in. And if you can't recognize these methods and these tactics, then you're going to be attracted to a narcissist because you're not able to spot their abusive behavior and you're codependent. So you're already seeking love from anyone and anything that you can get it to just fill yourself up inside, and that's not okay. We have to be able to spot when we see red flags in another person. And that kind of goes right into my next thing. So when you were attracted to this narcissist, most likely you didn't have high standards for yourself and for others. And so a lot of the times when people ask me, you know, why did I attract this toxic friend, or why did I attract this unhealthy person into my life? And, you know, my ex-partner was really emotionally abusive. Like, why did I attract that person? The reason is, amongst other reasons that I'm going over, but another reason is that you didn't have standards in your life. So you don't have We're always teaching people how we want to be treated. We teach people what we're willing to tolerate and what we're not willing to tolerate. And if you don't really understand what self-love is, if you don't really know how to love yourself, if you don't have confidence in yourself to know that someone abusing me is not okay, and learning how to stand up for yourself in a healthy way and stating what your boundaries are and knowing how to enforce boundaries when people try to test them, you are going to be wired for abuse, because no one is going to treat you the way you're not allowing them to treat you. So if you don't have standards and you don't know how to enforce those standards into your life, then these things are going to happen, and you're going to always attract these people into your life. So one of the things that I always tell people when they start dating is, you know, it's great to focus on the other person, and definitely knowing what you're looking for in a partner is absolutely huge. You know, learning how do you want to feel when you're with the right person, what it is that you're looking for in a partner, not just I want him to be cute and I want her to be cute and them to be nice and sweet and kind, and all of those things are amazing, and majority of people in this world are those things, but we have to really look at the overall picture. So when life gets hard, how does this person respond? When we're going through an argument or difficult times, does this person shut down? Are they really there for me? Do they have empathy? Are they able to support me or recognize or help me to remember who I am when I forget? You know, all of these things are important. It's not just let's meet someone and, you know, we go through this whirlwind romance of flowers and, you know, great sex and all of these things, and then we're stuck couple years later realizing, wow, this is actually who you are. That's not okay. That's not healthy dating. So really having standards and understanding that if I meet someone that he doesn't or she doesn't have to be, you know, an evil person for me to just say, you know what, this person's nice, but this person isn't right for me. This is not what I need in a relationship. I think so often we're looking for like these huge red flags, or we want someone to be like this evil human being in order for me to say, no, that's not okay, I don't want to be with you. But someone can be a nice person and still just maybe not be right for you. You know, maybe you don't share the same goals and values. Maybe you don't have similar interests. And while you could still have a relationship with that, well, actually, I don't think if you don't share the same goals and values, then I think you're gonna really struggle as a couple. But, you know, there are exceptions to every rule, but I think the overall message that I wanna get with this is you have to know what you're looking for. And before you can know what you're looking for in another person, you have to know yourself. You have to know who you are entirely to know what it is that you're looking for in another person. And sometimes that takes a really long time for you to be able to know, well, who am I? And what do I need in another person? You know, sometimes that takes years, but it doesn't really. I think the more you learn how to love yourself and you accept yourself, you'll understand what it is that you're looking for. And when you begin to love yourself, you know that what you want is actually out there. I think a lot of times when we're attracted to these narcissistic people, it's because we have so much self-doubt that what we want doesn't exist. When we come from a healthy, whole place, we know that when we're dating people, we are getting to know someone, just like a friendship. We're getting to know this person. Is this person really right for me? And most likely, any narcissist that you're dating will do a few things in the very beginning in order for them to hook you. And if you have low self-esteem, and if you're codependent and you're a people pleaser and you have poor boundaries, they're going to hook you. So they're going to be overly romantic. They're going to be this Prince Charming or this amazing woman that you've always wanted to meet, you know, this romantic love story type of a thing. And of course, that can happen. We all want a great person in our lives, but a narcissist will always rush a relationship. They'll always pretend to be this amazing human being, but as you're getting to know them, you see that their actions aren't matching up with their words. And if you don't, I'm going into my next thing, if you don't trust yourself that you can spot red flags and trust yourself that this person isn't right for you, you're going to be abused. So like I just said, trusting yourself is probably the biggest thing you can do, and aside from learning to really love yourself and having the confidence in yourself and knowing how to set boundaries and all of that stuff, that is so, so important, because that's the foundation of you teaching people, like I said, what you will and will not tolerate. And if you don't have that healthy sense of self, if you don't really know who you are and love yourself in that sense, then you won't be able to teach people how you want to be treated and how you deserve to be treated. But the other thing that's so important aside from that is trusting your intuition, trusting that when you see a red flag, that that's a red flag. And again, it doesn't mean that we have to write someone off right away, but it's that we're just remembering that that flag happened, that we're just saying, okay, I remember that that happens, and not allowing our emotions to just take over. I know for women, sometimes when they become intimate with a partner too soon, that's when all logic goes out the window. They just get so emotionally involved in the relationship, and now they've created this man, or even men can do it. They create this person into being something that number one, they're not, or number two, that they haven't even shown you that they actually are. They're just so wrapped in what it is that they want that they project all of that onto this person because they've been intimate with them and now they, you know, are emotionally involved with them, and they project all of this onto a person and they're not that person. And it happens so, so often, especially with women, because we are emotional creatures. So I hope that this has helped you just gain a little bit of insight and perspective as to why you are attracting narcissists into your life, why you're attracting toxic friends into your life. It's really the same thing. Everything really starts with you. And the minute you want to take responsibility for that and that you own your part in every relationship, you'll be able to overcome this and really know going forward whether or not someone is right for you or whether or not someone is toxic for you in your life.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.